founder and king of Henry Bruton.
First of all, I want to say that I know that you have enjoyed the true Christian faith. I know that. It's hard to get up here and to express yourself within the comprehension and understanding of everybody.
That's right.
And one of the reasons for that is because we have been talking many different things about the same thing. And we didn't know how to go about truly one thing or the other. And the consequences were that a lot of doctors come out of almost anything they said of it. A lot of doctors. I don't know whether you noticed it or not. On the TV tonight, Bishop Pike was on there. And he is up before the... he's on the carpet, but as I say, you see, or he's only speaking and whatnot. They got him on trial for days just before the bitch about the birth and so forth and so on, and his teachings contrary to what the Church of England thought. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but it was something. Now, I have here a little piece of paper here that's cut out of the Los Angeles Examiner, that Dr. The Los Angeles Times, is dated 10/26, I believe it is. I want to tell you before I tell you anything about this. Now, don't you get excited, I'm not going to teach you over time. Now, let the temperature go down. But I really want to tell you about this. I'd like for Dr. Harris to get up here and read. And you listen while he reads.
Miner's wheel calls for proof of human souls. About 18 days will be set aside next year in which to prove scientifically the existence of the human soul. To the organization which can do this, and at least 8 will try, the prize is more than $200,000. The money was left by James Kidd, an Arizona Gorham miner who died in 1951. Kidd's will said his estate would go to any person or group furnishing some scientific proof of the soul of the human body which leaves at death. Attorneys believe the money also could be awarded to anyone who is merely researching the existence of soul. Superior Court Judge Robert L. Myers said a hearing expected to last 8 days is to begin next March the 6th. Kidd, a doctor, said in his will, he had no heirs. Seeking to qualify for the money are the California Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the Arizona Board of Regents, the Arizona Foundation for Neurology and Psychiatry, the Parapsychology Foundation, Incorporated, the University of Life Church, Incorporated, Neurological Sciences Foundation, Physical Research Foundation, Incorporated, and the Aquarium Foundation.
Thank you very much.
Now, you see that? Now, after all these many years, by then, there's nothing to say about it. Now, Bishop Shaw said, I let him read that, he tells me to give that back to him. And he is going to write it. Now,
said all that, I want you to know all that. So that you can see this one thing about this teacher. There is no way on earth to do other than the way that we go about it. You either do it this way or else. Now, nobody can come along and quote $200,000 and beat up in 1961 down to the present time if we've got to find somebody on all these smartphones and institutions, groups, and church organizations, Roman Catholics, and Protestants, and Christianity, and everything else, you understand? And they have that all this time, and nobody's able to bring them along. You see, that don't make sense. Get it? Now, the reason why they can't prove it is because, you see, they don't know how to go about it. Mm-hmm. See? You get it now? Mm-hmm. And Bishop Pike is on trial, you understand? Because the thing that he says is out of harmony with what the teaching was of the Anglican Church. Mm-hmm. Get the point? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what the rest of them believe and talk. Now here I come, you see. Now I'm against the whole entire thing. Get it, boy? See? In other words, I have challenged the world. And I say this to you, and now some of you know this, because you have been around here long enough to know. I didn't say it, believe it, I said know it. I'm not talking about having no faith in it either. Yeah, I'm talking about a profound knowledge to know, see, that it's this way or none at all.
Right.
See? Isn't anybody on earth can with this organization?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Living or dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't say that to be bold. I just said it because it's bold. I guess I'll do that now. Now, I tried my best to tell these folks what my mission was. And I don't think I've done too good a job. So I'll try one more time. I was sent in this closing of this age, just like Noah was sent in the closing of the Andalusian. You understand? And just like Messiah was sent back in the closing of that, then the age is closing now, I was sent. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's my job. And I want you to understand. My job is not disagreeing with what Moses and them have said back here. You see? What Messiah and them have done, you understand? And what's gone on out of happening is disagreement. Now this is what my job is. My job is taking all that Moses and God and everybody else in between has taken and done and proven it is so. Now that's what my job is. You see? That's what I got. Okay? That's the way it is. Now, let me say something. It's not going to do anybody any good. Now, don't say, I'm 35 years old now. You understand? And nobody from nowhere at no time during this 35 years, and I told you I've been in the colleges and academies and everywhere else. You understand? Believe it or not. You see, I made a statement Sunday like this. I said, I have been everywhere, seen everybody, know everything, know everybody, been every place, heaven, earth, hell, and anywhere else. You understand? You understand? Now, that might have sounded, you know, like that wasn't so. But it is.
That's right.
That's right. See, I haven't had much closer than somebody that I've been to hell. About 14 years. Yeah, they go. You understand? And laying right down on the ground. See? Not standing up, but laying down. Bam. See? And it's on into the third head. You understand? Well, now, I don't mean being hauled off out there to the cemetery. See, now, I don't mean that. I mean that the depraved nature,
yes,
and disposition, the carnal function, the of a carnal mind, it has to be transformed, it has to be changed, it has to be elevated by the Holy Spirit itself to another plane of thinking,
right,
another state of consciousness,
right,
where you don't think on this plane here. You think on a heavenly plane. You understand? You get it?
It's fine.
Now you don't go to the cemetery to do that. You can't think nothing in the cemetery.
That's right.
So now you have to think like that before you go to the cemetery. See? Get the point? Now that means this, that you have to start to think and now. See? See? Understand? So you can't think dead. Like you're talking about going to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to die.
Right.
Now I said that to say this. Though your physical body be on earth, and you are walking around on earth, and don't you start arguing with me. Understand? Though your physical body be walking around here on earth, your state of consciousness, while you are walking around on earth, and Jesus got to be dead, you understand? And in that state of death, if you look in Revelation, you find that death and the grave. And this body that you have, get, understand, is the grave in which you are in. if you are alive, he are being transformed or changed while you are walking around in this body. You understand? Then you are already in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want some proof of that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You want some Bible proof. You see, Colossians. Now that's the reason why I tell you. You understand? I have been there. In fact, to the matter, I live there. I don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now look. The apostle is telling you this, that he was crucified with Christ. I'm trying to tell you in turn so you can check it up in your book.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I live,
mm-hmm.
yet not I,
mm-hmm.
but the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I want you to read the third chapter of Colossians. And I want you to begin with the 15th verse. It's no wonder people don't understand this Bible. See, with you and your kind of mind, you don't know nothing about what these apostles are talking about. And you're bound to have all this fiction. You know, like Bishop
Bishop, and
you remember I told you always get these subjects and predicates together.
Mm-hmm.
See, this thing of these chapters and verses being divided up here, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now that just made a mess out of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because now the subject may be up here in the second chapter, you understand? Mm-hmm. And the predicate way down here somewhere, it's 15, 20 verses deep. In the third chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the second chapter, he's showing you how you're crucified.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I put this way: how you're circumcised,
mm-hmm.
without hands.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and right in that,
mm-hmm.
you were buried
right.
with him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
By baptism into his death.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Wallace, and right in that you are raised with the operation of the Spirit.
Right.
Now you haven't put no hands on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You've got him circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You've got him buried.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got him resurrected there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You get it?
Yeah.
Now, here he is. I'm skipping because I said I didn't want to keep you here, see? Now, here's the third chapter. Now, you listen at it.
Read the third chapter. You get the first verse. If you can be risen with
now, if he is. See? If you can be risen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
Seek those things which are above.
Where Christ is on the right hand
see?
Of God.
Now, if you be risen, see, don't be seeking the earthly things
mm-hmm.
or the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
Listen now, because for this reason, they only point to the spiritual. You take a natural to see a spiritual. That's the reason why God gives them the law in a natural sense to lead them to the spirit. That's the reason why Paul is saying the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the natural things that are made. Even his eternal power in Godhead. You're made like you are. A man walking around that you can look at. They put your hand on. Big touch. You understand? You're made like that to respect. You understand the construction of the spiritual embodiment. That is to say, you're made in the likeness and image of the Lord. That's why you're like you are. You understand? If he didn't be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
That's right.
Now, you've been in the literal, the natural, all your life. You were born in that. Get the point. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is on the right hand of God. Is that what you just read?
Mm-hmm.
All right, read on.
Set your affection on things above.
Set your affection on things above.
Not on things on the
earth. It's not on the materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
For ye are these.
Now, here's why.
Mm-hmm.
If Dan Buddy's spark and jumps at the door and goes to complete off. For you are dead. You understand? From literal, physical, natural point. See? You are dead. See?
Mm-hmm.
Now you would write a letter to a dead man. He couldn't read it. Would you?
No.
You understand? That's why I've got better sense than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't a fool. What he is talking about is it. You understand? The man is dead to the things of this world. But to this materialistic realm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
And your life.
Now you are dead, and listen now, and your life.
Is dead with Christ in God.
Now you say I'm alive. You say I'm walking around. You understand? My life. See? Is hid with Christ in God. Now here comes that idiot. So listen, if you're a Christian, I want to see you live the life.
Mm-hmm.
Well listen, can't you see you have to get on up from here?
That's right.
Come on up here, where I am. What do you mean by that? If he don't want to see you get the back away. See? He don't want to see you to another back. You understand? You know what I'm talking about? Now he calls doing away with your habit. He calls that cleaning up. He calls that getting sanctified and holy. You understand? That's what he calls. You see what I'm talking about? Well, he don't know nothing about it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I eat what I please. Drink what I please. That is none of your business. And I don't meddle with what you eat and drink. And the reason why I don't, because it is none of my business.
Uh-huh. That's right.
See? And so don't you come around talking about you want to see me. See? I eat what I want. Drink what I want to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And listen, I go where I clean. Come back to where I get with, oh, Lord, the devil, man, he just come out of that place over there. Don't you know that's the worst place in the world? You understand? I just see him come out. You understand? Well, that's the way you think, where you think a man of God is sent to. He didn't come to call a Christian to the right, you got to go where the demons are. You get the point? Now you're better itching because I've just come out of a place where you said the demons were. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't tell me you won't see me live a life. Mm-hmm. Being good looking at me around down here. Well, now something about this, well, buddy. Did you understand? You understand all this? Killing undefiled religion before God the Father. Is that? It's the business of widows and the orphans in their afflictions and keep himself unspotted from the world. Didn't he say that? Yes,
yeah.
He did say that. But you don't know what he's talking about. You see, now here's what they thought. This is what they thought about that. Because they live on this airplane, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Some woman died, or some man died, I tell you, you understand? And they haul him off to the cemetery, you understand? And this is what they think James is talking about. See? And before he got him in the cemetery, good. You understand? Maybe that same week, you just got through telling you, the pastor, that what James said, killing undefiled religion before God the Father is dead, it's the thing that's a widow. Now here you just tell me go and visit that woman because she's a widow now. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Said, I see his car sitting out there. Said, that man ain't cold. I bet you he was running her before it all up and down. That's right. You understand? Keeping out. Now, when you go to deal with that, you understand? That day I over here talking about, I want to see you little Christian Mike. Just like he's looking at what you eat and drink. It meant to be in your business. You understand? Now, this is not a dietary regime. It's what you see often with your physical life. You understand? You can't always come up. You understand? But what you see with your eyes, I'm not talking about these things, I mean with your eyes. Yeah, I don't understand. You understand? You count them. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? Now, if ye be dead, if ye be risen
with Christ,
seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. See? For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Right.
See,
when Christ, who is our life,
now when
is.
Christ,
uh-huh.
When Christ, who is our life,
yes.
All right,
shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him.
See, I'll be right along with him. And you will look at me down around here, I don't care. You see, understand? I live on another plane.
Okay.
The real me, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. Now if you want to see me when you do see me, you understand?
Yeah.
It's just too late.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Because when he appears, somebody always talking about the loving that appears, the blessed appears, but when he appears, you understand? He won't be coming back after me either. You understand? No,
no.
I'll be right with him. Okay. You see? You see what you're saying? I'll be right with him. You understand what I'm talking about? You see? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I said I don't live on this thing. I live in another state. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's the reason why. I can tell you what's there. You understand?
Right.
You want to know? Ask me.
Yeah, that's right.
I see.
they did, they go home.
It was translated before the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah was translated